It's my testimony, and I'm sticking with it. Just... I'm trying to figure out God. And I learned this phrase from a pastor in Tennessee. And when everything isn't going right, he says, God, what in the fatal fire is going on around here? And so I just found that I could say that. I think he really means what the, you know. But fatal fire is safe. So I'm in the middle of all of this, and I'm trying to figure out what's going on. So here's a prophet. You met him. Eric Butler prophesies to me. He says, God, he says, Bishop, somebody's going to give you $1 million. And I said, glory to God. You know, I didn't go all berserk because I'm a bishop, you know. So you have to be really reserved when you get prophetic words and just not let people know that you're all that excited. And so I manifest like you do. Well, 3 years later, when he's prophesying to my granddaughter, that somebody's, she says, hey, he says, you look like somebody who is Ivy League material. God's going to give you a 4-year scholarship to an Ivy League material. My granddaughter jumped up, danced around. I mean, she turned and spun, and she said, oh, this is so good, so good. And she sat down, and he says, hey, listen, you think money's a problem to God, don't you? She said, yeah. He says, God's going to give you $40,000. And she jumped up and spun around, just like she already had it. She called me 6 weeks later. She says, Pops, guess what? I said, what? She says, Brown University in Rhode Island just called me and said, I have a full ride scholarship. Everything is taken care of. It's all paid for. I said, Jocelyn, that is so good. She says, isn't that grass? That's great. I was excited for her. Until she called me 6 weeks later and said, Pops, guess what? I said, what, Jocelyn? She said, Ron Brown's foundation, they give 12 African-American students, $40,000 a year. And I said, and? She says, I'm one of them. And I said, what? What? She says, I get the $40,000. I said, what? I get $40,000. I said, well, what about the scholarship? She says, I get to keep that. I said, what can you do with the 40? She says, I can do anything I want to with it. And I said, that's nice. Now, I have an issue, as Derek Prince used to say. I have an issue with God. I don't want to look at him, but has God ever asked you a question? Has he ever asked you a question? When he asked you the question, did you think he was looking for information? So he says to me, Joseph, I said, yes, sir. He said, are you offended? I said, God, why would you ask?